This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wondered how fast your brain really works? We're diving into the incredible speed of neural processes today.
It's mind-blowing how much happens in milliseconds.
Milliseconds? Seriously?
Seriously. We're talking about signals zipping across your brain faster than you can blink.
Wow. Okay, I'm intrigued. Let's get into it. So let's start with the basics. What are EPSPs and IPSPs?
Think of them as tiny electrical signals. EPSPs excite neurons, pushing them closer to firing, while IPSPs inhibit them, holding them back.
Like a push and pull, a balance?
Exactly. It's all about that delicate balance.
And how long do these signals take to travel?
Incredibly fast. From dendrites to the axon helix, it's just a few milliseconds.
Wow, that's fast. What about longer distances, like from your toe to your brain?
That depends on the type of fiber. Myelinated fibers are super speedy, around 20, 30 milliseconds. Unmyelinated fibers carrying pain signals are much slower, taking hundreds or even thousands of milliseconds.
So what about action potentials? How long do those last?
Those are the actual firing of the neuron, lasting only about 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Super brief bursts of electrical activity.
And then there's the refractory period, right? The neuron needs a break?
Exactly. The absolute refractory period is about 1 millisecond, and the relative refractory period is a few milliseconds longer. The neuron needs time to recharge.
Let's shift gears to hormones. How do their timescales compare?
Hormones are much slower. Peptide hormones act within seconds to minutes, while steroid hormones can take hours or even days.
So peptide hormones are like the quick responders, and steroid hormones are the long-term players?
Precisely. It's all about the different mechanisms they use.
And what about neurotransmitters? How quickly do they work?
Incredibly fast. Diffusion across the synapse takes about 1 millisecond, and binding to receptors is also very quick.
So it's all happening in the blink of an eye, literally.
Exactly. But the effects can last longer, depending on reuptake and enzymatic deactivation.
Speaking of receptors, there are ionotropic and metabotropic receptors, right?
Yes. Ionotropic receptors are fast, opening ion channels within 1 millisecond. Metabotropic receptors are slower, triggering intracellular signaling cascades that can last for seconds or minutes.
Right. And what about downregulation and upregulation?
Those are long-term changes in receptor sensitivity, taking hours or days to develop. It's the brain's way of adapting to prolonged stimulation.
Finally, let's talk about decision-making. How long does it take for your brain to make a decision?
That depends on the complexity of the decision. Simple decisions can be made in 300 milliseconds, while complex ones can take several seconds.
So it's not an instantaneous process, but it's still remarkably fast. One last thing, ectopic transmission. What's that all about?
That's neurotransmitter release outside of traditional synapses. It's a bit slower than synaptic transmission, taking milliseconds to seconds, depending on the distance.
And what about retrograde transmission?
That's when signals travel from the postsynaptic neuron back to the presynaptic neuron. It's also pretty fast, happening within milliseconds to seconds.
And what about electrical synapses? Are they even faster?
Yes, they're almost instantaneous, less than 1 millisecond. Direct transmission of electrical signals.
So to recap, we've got milliseconds for EPSPs, IPSPs, action potentials, neurotransmitter release, and electrical synapses. Seconds to minutes for metabotropic receptor activation and some hormone actions. And hours to days for receptor regulation and steroid hormone effects. It's quite a range.
Exactly. The brain operates on multiple timescales, coordinating these processes to achieve complex functions.
So it's a beautifully orchestrated symphony of speed and precision.
Absolutely. It's a testament to the brain's incredible complexity.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your expertise.